Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Today we will reflect on these four names given to Jesus. Wonderful Counselor. This name reveals his desire to counsel and comfort us in our times of need. Maybe today your life is in turmoil and you feel as if you are just hanging on. Or maybe you are facing big decisions or changes that you cannot handle on your own. Jesus, the Wonderful Counselor, can give you the clarity, the comfort, and the direction you need right now. He can restore your peace in the midst of brokenness and confusion. Mighty God. In the Old Testament, the name Mighty God literally means Hero God. As we reflect on that first advent, when our Mighty God came to this earth, it is important to remember that He overcame every obstacle in life and mightily conquered sin, death, and hell, so that you and I can have eternal life. If you put your trust in Him, you can overcome any challenge in life. Whatever you may be facing, whether it be an illness, loneliness, family or financial crisis, know that your Mighty God, your Hero God, will enable you to overcome it. Everlasting Father, Jesus also came to this earth to reveal to us what our Heavenly Father is really like. He showed us by the words He spoke and the acts of mercy He demonstrated. God is the Everlasting Father. He is our loving, wise, and faithful Father. He longs to spend time with us, and He can be trusted to provide all of our needs, not just some of them. We can come to Him with full confidence and accept His great love for us. Prince of Peace, during this Christmas season, the word peace will be heard all around the world, but in reality, there is no peace. Lasting peace can only be found in Jesus, who is called the Prince of Peace. If you know the Lord, you can experience that peace this Christmas. If you are not a believer, then this is the perfect time to give your life to Him. He came that first Christmas to bring salvation to everyone. But the choice is ours to accept or reject. Our hope is that you will make that choice to run to Him today and find peace. Please join us next week.